All right. Oh, you blew it.
I blew it.
It's Monday. Bring it, man.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
My bad.
Okie dokie. It is time for Eustace Trivia. As always, brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery.
Had it on Saturday. Took the wife for the first time.
Dude, did you do the boil? I'm sorry, the ball.
I didn't do the boil, no. I went with the, what did I get? The gumbo. I got the gumbo.
Dude, that gumbo is so good.
They got a new item on there, and it's like, okay, don't, please, Nolan Rube, don't judge me for if I get this wrong. Like the jerk chicken, maybe?
They do have a jerk chicken there, yeah.
Is it the jerk chicken something?
He actually is going there, and a chicken insults you. It's like, you jerk, what a jerk! You jerk, that's a fitting name for you. You jerk. Yeah, they have that, and they got some really good specials for Mardi Gras going on, too. So, yeah, nice. Yeah, I'm glad you went. I would never take you.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, good. Because I don't want to go with you. I'm going to spend time there with other people. they got a jukebox in there, the old school one, and the guy always plays it. We were the only ones there because we went very early on Saturday.
Yep.
And so we walk in, and he's like, oh, you guys play some music for you. So he throws on some old school music. We're sitting there. He's got it all decked out. Oh, Mardi Gras.
Yep.
It's pretty sweet,
dude. The jukebox is full of, like, you know, very, like,
vintage,
Southern style, you know, good, gets you in the mood for Mardi Gras. And it does. It feels like Mardi Gras in there. Good. So I'm glad you got out there, and I didn't have to take you. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to get you out there with this useless trivia, because I got a gift certificate to No LaRue. All you got to do is get this question right. On this day, 28 years ago, Wayne's World opened to the public.
Wayne's World!
Excellent! Extreme close-up! Whoa! Anyway, even though Wayne's World was fictional, it was set...
Wait, what?
It's not a real place.
What? You just blew...
Whoa!
Just ruined my life.
I was waiting for him to come back. It was set in a real town. What town was Wayne's World set in? Even though Wayne's World was fictional, it was set in a real town. What town was it set in? A, Aurora, Illinois, B, Aurora, Missouri, or C, Aurora, Ohio. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Wayne's World, obviously not real, but it was in a real town. What town was it? A, Aurora, Illinois, B, Aurora, Missouri, or C, Aurora, Ohio. 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win.
Whoa, baby got back to music.
Hold on, my board is doing something weird, man. Wait. This is ridiculous. I'm going to get the... Oh, there we go. All right, this is what we're going to have to do. No. Where's it at? This is so crazy. My announcer mic literally just went off. So I'm talking. There we go. What just happened there? That was crazy, man. Anyway, it's time for your useless trivia, brought to you by No LaRue. On this day, 28 years ago, Wayne's World was released. One of my all-time favorites, Wayne's World 2. Not as bad. Obviously not as good either, but still some good parts. Anyway, even though Wayne's World was fictional, it was set in a real town. What was the name of that town? WIRX, hello.
Is it A?
A, Aurora, Illinois. That is correct. All right. Woo-hoo.
All right.
You're so smart and handsome and I'm sorry, I went too far there. Anyway, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike, where are you calling from this morning, Mike?
Sodas, just going into work.
Sodas, all right. Well, you have a great day at work. You're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to No LaRue. What station hooked you up?
WIRX.
All right, next chance to win coming up tomorrow. Same place, same time. Let's do news, and I'm going to try and figure out the stupid board. Rock winner.